Hello everyone and welcome again. Second try to start. For some reason, Odyssey needs me to click manually on reset stream for the sound to work. That's nonsense. Odyssey, fix it. It's absolute nonsense for streamers to have no sound. It's not a function. Having no sound is not fun. Having to restart the stream every night is not fun. Why wouldn't the sound operate automatically without me clicking on reset stream on the Odyssey page? That makes zero sense. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? The internet is under attack. Declaration for the future of the internet by the US Department of State, amazingly. This is a government website, state.gov. Protect human rights and fundamental freedoms of all people. Promote a global internet that advances the free flow of information. Advance inclusive and affordable connectivity so that all people can benefit from the digital economy. Promote trust in the global digital ecosystem, including through protection of privacy, and protect and strengthen the multi-stakeholder approach to governance that keeps the internet running for the benefit of all. We have reached zero of these goals. People are banned from platform. There is no open internet. Perhaps they have extended the internet to some third world countries and that's what they wanted to do. But as far as your white citizens of America, they cannot have free speech on Twitter right now. Mike Lindell has tried resubscribing to Twitter, thinking that perhaps the Elon Musk wave of freedom had already taken over Twitter. But his account was promptly banned, which signifies to me that the current team of Twitter has decided to go on with their current rules and current decisions. So we're going to have to wait to see the final Elon effect on the platform, see if he can bring some amount of liberty, but it's certainly not now because Mike Lindell has been re-banned. For duplicating an account, as they call it, evading a ban. So Twitter is not open, and these demands from the American government, American companies are not even living up to that standard. So it's a very weird thing to see the government put its dirty hands into free speech and freedom and access to all when the very companies that they let operate under their governance do not live by these principles. Stone Dust Bear says Elon should set up a permanent redirect to Gab. That would be one thing. I think that there would be a lot of pissed off leftists that would not want to interact on Gab. I mean, Twitter was just a neutral platform and everyone could block anyone they don't like. That was totally sufficient. And it's really when it got taken over by leftists who wanted to address misinformation and they started coordinating. They started coordinating with YouTube, Susan Wojcicki, Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, and they all came up with the same set of rules parallel across platforms, with decisions that were always followed parallelly across the different platforms. What they've done with the internet is absolutely disgusting. And this Time article, published 2 days ago, is it kind of touches reality somehow in a funny way, because it's a leftist article, but the way they present it, of course, is negatively. It's this idea that, oh, you know, there were the white boys controlling the internet and they were imposing their view of free speech. But this is an outdated view because since then, the workforce of big tech has been diversified. And in a way, I mean, and of course, this is presented as something good. It was an evolution of big tech to have the kind of free speech that we have now, which is not free. But there's kind of an honesty in this article, which is that they acknowledge that basically the censorship came with minorities taking over the executive direction of these big tech corporations. Basically, when it was the inventor, white guy, who was running the platform, there was something like freedom to it. And eventually the non-whites came in and the minorities came in and started having demands that were contradictory with free speech. It's true. It's true. We've seen it in the survey. Non-whites and various minorities take issue with full free speech. They take issue with people being allowed to hear whatever they want to hear. And so it's kind of a honest, although it's not looking at it through the right angle, it's impressively honest. Elon Musk and the tech bro obsession with free speech, they say that something is worth what someone will pay for it. If that's true, then protecting free speech, which Elon Musk has cited as a central reason he agreed to buy Twitter for $44 billion this week, may be worth twice as much as solving America's homelessness problem and seven times as much as solving world hunger. It's worth more, to him at least, than educating every child in nearly 50 countries. More than the GDP of Serbia, Jordan, or Paraguay. Justet says, this is the Zionist agenda for your information, JF. Yes, to a certain extent, Zionism could be related to it, but I think it's a bigger, it has more demographic meaning than this. It's as our societies get joined by people who are not part of it, who are not the genetic descendants of the original founders, we should expect that the desires of the people will drift away from the original conceptions that were embedded into our society, either in a non-written manner or in the Constitution. So there's no guarantee when you take in immigration and when your society drifts genetically also, there's no guarantee that the original spirit of it will be preserved. And I think it's what we're seeing. And it's not just a Zionist thing. Although the power of Zionism, of course, has been totally controlling over America, that's no doubt. But it's also the simple fact that you take a random black or Hispanic person in America, they believe in free speech less probabilistically than a white person. So it's simple as. Same thing with the male-female distinction. You know, this article talks about the tech bros. They're right. Free speech was a fact of the internet world when it was controlled by men. Because men have a code of honor and they have a set of behavioral preferences that are such that they kind of respect people who have different thoughts, and they're able to interface without the immediate need to shut down someone else. So a lot of the problems you see on the current internet is due to the psychological difference of women. Women censor because it's in their nature to do so. They handle much less free speech, probably because of their evolutionary past, spending a lot of time preparing children for the world. So if they were responsible for much of the interactions with children, part of their job was probably to make the child learn politeness and local norms, and that may require a drive for censorship. The problem is that in the modern world, this drive is completely misdirected, especially when it's women executives getting paid, like the woman who interacted with Tim Pool on Joe Rogan. They are getting paid to shut down third parties that don't share their genes at all. So it's a misdirection of the evolutionary signal here. Now, the whole idea, I was thinking about this, the whole idea that Elon Musk could have solved the homelessness problem with $44 billion or with like half of $44 billion makes no sense. You wouldn't solve the homelessness problem with no amount of money, because the problem is, if you do it for one generation, you will have saved so many people who will inevitably use your money to have babies to create more homelessness problem in the future. That's why when Elon said, I want to hear a suggestion on how to solve world hunger with billions of dollars, Elon never ended up giving the billions to solve world hunger, because Elon had a condition in his tweet. He had said, I want a proposal to end world hunger in a sustainable manner. Anyone knows how to solve world hunger. Of course, you buy food and you give it to people. That's super easy. To solve world hunger in a sustainable manner, you would have to do the contrary, at least. You would have to do the contrary, as it seems. You would have to basically deprive people of food and in places where there's lack of food. And you would have to ensure that they don't make further babies that will populate those places that have shortages of food and that therefore cannot live but without humanitarian aid. So sometimes the evolutionary direction, if you want to take it for real, you have to do the contrary of what's instinctively the solution. If you deprive people of food and you let them die, you will solve world hunger in a sustainable fashion. That's in a way what capitalism has done. It has segmented property across individuals, and it has said if you don't have enough money, yeah, you will face struggle. If you don't impose a struggle, you're going to have twice the world hunger in 10 years from now if you give free food to everyone who demands it. One moment. Callum Hawksworth says, it would be interesting to hear some of your speculations on Elon's long-term goals with Twitter. While the free speech point is important, I personally think that he wouldn't have bought Twitter without some sort of long-term business move in mind, maybe a metaverse competitor using Neuralink. Call me naive. I believe that Elon actually wants to accomplish what he said he would want to do. I believe that Elon doesn't have a long-term project for Twitter other than to be the safe harbor of internet speech. Now, that sounds naive, maybe, because people were telling me on the Discord about, oh no, he wants to plug it to Neuralink. I've heard this. I find this absolutely ridiculous. I think that Elon, having seen the progresses of his lab, which are extremely slow, which are just catching up with the university research on the subject, he must be aware that the whole dream of uploading something from the internet to the mind in memory fragments of some kind or whatever ways is not close to be reached. It's not attainable within his lifetime, perhaps within the lifetime of anyone alive now. I mean, it's ridiculous, the technical difficulty that it presents to use these chips. The cost in terms of medical risk that you run make it so that the only way it's going to be justifiable is if someone is totally, fully paralyzed. Even someone who just doesn't have the function of their legs, I don't think it's worth putting a chip in their brain, because they could very well die, and many will die from infections and all kinds of stuff. So, I think that Elon knows these things. I think he has a good feeling of when things are unattainable. And he is the one to push the boundaries sometimes in space travel, for example, in reducing the cost of space travel, in making electric cars more possible. But I think that he must have an understanding that Neuralink is not going to be connected to anything tomorrow on the internet. I also don't think that he has some weird obsession with, people were speculating, identity control, that Elon would like to basically have the blue check mark linked to just if you can prove that you're a human being. And that would be a strategy for the state to acquire data about people. Not impossible, not impossible. But I'd be very surprised. That being said, one thing you have to observe about Elon, he has two faces to his stuff. If you think of him as part of PayPal, for example, you could think of him as just an innovator who basically invented a way for payments to happen on the internet. That's one view, very positive of him. The other way you can see Elon is he is an indirect recruiter of the force of the state that he can illegitimately drive to prop up his projects. He's basically at this interface between the corporate world and the state, because a lot of reasons why Tesla is so exciting and got people excited were the early credits, the tax credits that they were successful at having. And so Elon is a special, and you could argue that PayPal is some form of tracking device. In a way, that there must be a lot of, at the PayPal legal department, there must be a lot of ways with which criminals are spotted by the state. The state sends a letter to PayPal, they get the networks that finance those criminals, and PayPal gets away without trouble since they collaborated with the request. There must be a lot of this going on. So in a way, you can look at all of Elon's project, and in a way, the Neuralink stuff is also hand in hand with the state, because basically every people that has ever worked on a brain chip comes from a university funded by the NIH. That's a given. So all of his employees will come ultimately from the state apparatus. And the ultimate goal of these chips, at least at first, will be to connect people who have diseases who are stuck in the hospital, to give them a virtual life or an experience of some interaction with a computer. People with severe paralysis. So Elon is an expert at taking his stuff and partnering with the state to force it down people's throat. There must be something that he has in mind with Twitter where that works, where this strategy works one more time. Or perhaps Elon is just at the end of his life and he's thinking, all right, I mean, active life where he can actually make some progress, some actions. And he's thinking, I want to leave Twitter standing as a bastion, a safe harbor for all speech on the internet. Again, perhaps not all. Perhaps he's going to have some TOS, but at least to some extent, to maintain a platform that will forever allow free speech to keep going. I think that's probably his goal, and I don't see any bad intentions for now. In the days since E. Musk agreed to terms on a deal to take Twitter private, nearly all of Musk's tweets have been about freedom and censorship on the platform. For example, by free speech, I simply mean that which matches the law. I am against censorship that goes far beyond the law. Or, Truth Social, terrible name, exists because Twitter censored free speech. And the extreme antibody reaction from those who fear free speech says it all. Why does Musk care so much about this? Why would a guy who has pushed the boundary of electric vehicle manufacturing and plumbed the limits of commercial spaceflight care about who can say what on Twitter? This is unbelievable. The left is so disconnected from the fundamental principles that have allowed America to succeed that they ask themselves the question, like, why would he care about these principles? Do you realize how much of you wouldn't exist if it wasn't of these principles? If it wasn't that our past has been carried toward the future with these principles in everyone's mind? How can you ask the question why something so fundamental as free free speech because it's embedded in the First Amendment, the first touch up on the Constitution. Why would you ask why someone would care about this? It's simply because Elon has an understanding of what led to the American success and he wants to preserve that principle going forward. Those people who combat free speech often are not even American. They don't feel American. They feel like they are on a mission to change America into something else. And that something else is something they will flee as soon as they see it happen. I mean, the reason why people want to get into America is because the freedoms that were given by this country to the people of America have been massive, and they have carried the society toward the top rank in the world. That's why Elon Musk cares about free speech. It's because it's a fundamental principle that that he knows will lead to success in the future, just like it did in the past. Freedom of speech, quotation mark, has become a paramount concern of the techno-moral universe. The issue has anchored nearly every digital media debate for the last 2 years, from the dust-up over Joe Rogan at Spotify to vaccine misinformation on Facebook. Meta founder Mark Zuckerberg gave a major speech at Georgetown in 2019 about the importance of free expression and has consistently relied on the theme when explaining why Facebook has struggled to curb disinformation on the platform. For this writer, Mark Zuckerberg is a standing example of free speech. It does seem to be a dominant obsession with the most elite, most driven Elon Musks of the world, said Fred Turner, professor of communication at Stanford. I can't believe that we live in this world where people are writing to an expert in a university and he's like, yeah, they seem obsessed about this free speech thing. Do they realize that it's free speech that have led them to be able to acquire, to publish books, to talk about their scientific ideas, to become Stanford University professor? He argues that free speech seems to be much more of an obsession among men. That is stunningly correct. And the simple reason is that women do not engage in much politics, or if they do so, they do so with a personal gain to be had in it. They don't engage with politics in the principled sense. They do so in an opportunistic manner. Men are the only ones who have the evolutionary history that led them to have preferences that can align with principles defended for just the principle. Men can stand for an ID, not because that ID pays them in the short term. Justed says, JF, is that the real sticks in the chat? No, it is not. And if he's fooling people, I'm going to ban him for impersonation. Linux Foo says, amazing how people speak total nonsense about Musk without any actual information. Business itself may be part of the motivation. Many of the most valuable digital platforms have business models that rely on mining user content for data and selling it to advertisers. From the platform's perspective, more speech equals more cash. But I don't think it's the motivation of Elon. Elon said, I do not care about the economics of it, and we should believe him. If he doesn't care about the economics of it, what Elon has done is a symbolic payment. He's just dropped money out the window just to show how much he wanted this to happen, how much he wanted free speech to be carried going forward. By the way, if you would like to support the show, you can use the Super Chat option on Odyssey. Odyssey is my favorite platform for Super Chats. Simply use the dollar button below the chat. Or as an alternative, you can use Entropy to send questions and Super Chats. The link is right below the video. But free speech in the 21st century means something very different than it did in the 18th. No, it doesn't. it only does in your head. The free speech of the Constitution is the one that the current big tech moguls are walking over and stepping over. And they're using a loophole, which is that the Constitution somehow guaranteed freedom from the Congress, abridging your free speech, but it didn't guarantee your freedom from corporations abridging your free speech. The right to say what you want without being imprisoned is not the same as the right to broadcast disinformation to millions of people on a corporate platform. This nuance seems to be lost on some techno-wizards who see any restriction as the enemy of innovation. Well, you end up with the problem. If you're going to say that there is such a thing as misinformation, who's deciding what misinformation is? Because right now, across the US and Canada, you go into a leftist school and they will give pamphlets to young people trying to convince them to adopt a non-reproductive lifestyle and perhaps being successful to some degree, if we believe the statistics that show increases, for example, of trans identification and LGBT identification in the youth across the decades. So basically, you are propagating information that results in people not having babies or having less babies. I would want to call this misinformation. After all, you are misdirecting biological creatures away from the reproductive lifestyle. Why don't I get to call this misinformation? And why do you get to call what I say about vaccines and what I think about viruses? Why do you get to call that misinformation? So we can start a war about what misinformation is, and I'll be saying that everything that the leftists do is misinformation, and you'll be saying that everything that I do is misinformation. Who has the legitimate handle, the right to impose their view of misinformation on someone else? The Constitution says no one, and ultimately everyone is free to speak, and if I want to share my views about COVID on my shows, it's not your problem. Go away. And the people who want to hear what I have to say will stay. In a culture that places a premium on achieving the impossible, some tech titans may also see the liberal consensus on acceptable speech as yet another boundary to break. In Silicon Valley, bucking the liberal conventions about harmful speech can seem like the maverick move. Well, it has become more than the maverick move. In the current society of cancel culture, it has become a move that can significantly impede your ability to survive and have a job and have a bank account. Contrarianism is a big part of this free speech thing. If the left says, I can't do XYZ, that makes a lot of people want to do it more, says Peter Hamby, host of Good Luck America on Snap and writer at Puck News. Contrarianism, whether it's embodied by Elon Musk or Andrew Yang or Bernie Sanders or Joe Rogan, becomes this ideology in itself. I really like this article because I think it's an open book on what a current liberal thinks. And they think that it's just a contrarian mood that people are in. They don't think that there's something wrong with their view of what is good information. They don't think that the traditionalist conservative response, or call it right-wing response in general, to the current state of propaganda and brainwashing of children and TOS and control of speech, they don't think it's a legitimate alternative position. It's just contrarianism. The problem is the ideas that we were once expressing freely on the internet and that have been banned were cognitive tools to balance out the current craziness of the world. The thought experiments that we've done saying, all right, let's talk about white people leaving America and going to Antarctica to start a place to live there, which eventually they started calling ethnostate, and they started accusing us of making this thought experiment. It's because they didn't want their brain to go there. They didn't want people to conceive of free white heterosexual men doing whatever they want and using the freedom that they claim they're after as liberals to be whoever they want to be. So being deprived of this cognitive exploration possibility, the internet is not free. And it won't be free as long as people like Elon don't impose a total firing of all these department heads that did censorship and only control, only concentrate on programming the best platform you can program. Meanwhile, Tim Wise is on Twitter talking about the groomer meme. America has a groomer problem. So I love this thread because Tim Wise also drops the mask. Tim Wise presents a part of the leftist agenda, which is to say what we do in public school is education. What you do with your children at home is grooming. So he wants ultimately the parent to be called a groomer. I mean, it's as open as this. Look at what he says. America has a groomer problem, but it's not the one the anti-LGBTQ bigots claim. It's the evangelical Christians who think they must evangelize everyone, including young kids, to believe as they believe and live as they live. That is a form of grooming, trying to manipulate young people, whether with frightening tales of hell or promises of heaven, into a lifestyle and belief system not their own, and which they wouldn't likely come to but for proselytizing. For those of us who were subjected to this abuse by teachers, other kids, parents of other kids, or family members, it's every bit as painful and destructive as any other kind of emotional manipulation. Those who attack LGBTQ folks and their allies for grooming kids sexually need to be called out, not only because they are lying and encouraging violence against others, but because what they do is grooming too. Time to call it what it is. So if you are spreading any meme to your children that are pro-reproduction, religious in nature, you are grooming your own children. At this point, the term grooming has gone full circle and has been taken basically to mean parenting. Tim Wise here and his little theory and his little inversion of the sense of grooming must be rejected. Rem Rep says, release the boulevard, JF. I've seen some people approach me with this request on Telegram. They want me to release the book of Coach Red Pill, The Wilshire Boulevard, because Coach Red Pill was writing this book as a fundraised on GoFundMe. And I've got an early copy of the book back in 2019, which Coach Red Pill sent me by email before a show that I did with him. And now we have people in the chat requesting that I release Wilshire Boulevard because apparently, at least if I believe their words, it has never been published. So my answer to these requests is no. I'm Coach Red Pill's friend. I will not sneakily upload onto the internet a book that he has given me in confidence, that he has shown me before it's ready, before it's published. Like, what kind of friend would I be to Coach Red Pill if I was to do this while he's being victimized by the Russian shelling and the Azov battalion kidnappings, and he's on house arrest for talking against the Zelensky regime under a martial law type of arrangement? What kind of friend would I be to be releasing Wilshire Boulevard without his consent? I will not violate the copyright of my friend Coach Red Pill. He can release Wilshire Boulevard whenever he wants. I don't know why you guys are asking me this. There is simply no justification. Ram Rep says, is the boulevard truly worth the wait? I remember reading it in full, and it's an impressive modern book from a man of the internet. Let me tell you this, in terms of a... It's not a story that's particularly internet-based, you know? But I felt that it came from the heart. It came from Coach Red Pill. And with the structure of it, you can see that there are many themes that will tickle a leftist heart. I don't remember much details about it other than women are a problem in this book. They they fuck things up. Seriously, they mess the progression of the story in ways that you're like, holy shit, this girl is a problem in this story. So I don't know if Coach Red Pill dies, will I publish it posthumously? No, I don't think so, because if unless he sends me an email before dying saying, JF, release the Wilshire Boulevard. But I don't think I would, because I respect the silence of death. I think that there's something acceptable, there's something great about the final silence of death. And if someone hasn't accomplished a certain number of things during their life, so be it. I want it to stay that way. I don't want to intervene. To me, death is something to be respected. And if Coach Red Pill was to die tomorrow, I would respect his death, and I would bring the Wilshire Boulevard with me in the tomb. Pineapple Platypotamus says, if you want, I will, JF. Well, you have a copy of Wilshire Boulevard. How did you get it? I mean, that's your problem. That's not mine. Scooping private data doesn't violate the Fourth Amendment if the owner can still access it, court rules. This is a scandalous case where the police tells... So it was some crime, some serious crime, and... It was, I believe, a thing about maybe pornography, illegal pornography, exploitation of children. Doesn't matter. The court has ruled that when the police tells Yahoo to preserve some documents, and Yahoo preserves it for them, and eventually they get a legal request and they get everything in order to seize that information, but that's later. They didn't have a warrant when they told Yahoo to preserve the data. And then eventually they got the legal warrant and they got access to the information. The court has ruled that this is not a violation of the Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable search and seizure. The problem with this is that way police can go fishing a lot. They can basically say to Yahoo, keep everything you have about this guy. And they still don't know if they're going to get the judge to approve a seizing order. They still don't know if they will have the justification to get a warrant of that kind. And yet they have created a record already. They just don't access it, but they have ordered a corporation to create a record specially for them that will be eventually accessible. That's a problem to me. I think it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, and I'm very disappointed that the high courts are making this choice. Tillman says, JF, they do that in real life also. What do they do? Seize information, tell people to store information for later seizing. US factory, this I warned the world about the chicken genocide, and no one listened. No one listened when I was debating these vegans, saying veganism will lead to the chicken genocide. Well, we have learned the news at the end of April. US factory commits chicken holocaust, killing over 6 million birds in bird flu cull while global food shortage rages on. The chicken holocaust has begun, ladies and gentlemen. 6 million chicken. Rem Rep is questioning the counts. Rem Rep, do not question the count. They can kill 6 million people in 4 days. Thomas Howard says, I'm working... Thomas Howard says, I'm working on a manuscript about overcoming a lifetime of propagandistic programming to finally see the truth of our life in the West. I'm tentatively calling it... You're memeing edgy stuff, Thomas Howard. Careful, Thomas Howard. Stone Dust Beer says, Jeff, if you have files on your computer encrypted with a key only you know, can you be legally forced to unlock the computer? It's been happening at times that a judge will be extremely stubborn. So first, what will happen is the police will say, give us the password. And then you say no. And then they're like, we know that what's in that file. Give us the password or we'll get a warrant. And then they'll get a warrant. And then the judge will say, all right, you have to give them the password. And then if you reach the point where you're like, I don't remember the password, the judge can imprison you if you are in violation, in contempt of court. So if it is the case that the court has decided that the content of this file was owned by you and that you were able to give the password but not willing to, they can put you in jail indefinitely. So one case of this happening, for example, is with... I've seen it happen a couple of times. The Elon Musk girlfriend, that's Grimes. Who is she dating now? Elon Musk's girlfriend, Grimes, is dating this trans prisoner. This trans prisoner was in a situation like this, where they were asked for some information related to a computer hack. And they didn't want to say it, and they had openly said, I will not testify to this. And the judge ordered them to jail for a long time. I don't remember. What's her? Bradley Manning, who's been renamed Chelsea Manning. That is who Grimes is currently having a relationship with, if I understand. I donated sperm to father 47 kids, but women don't want to date me. I get you, bro. I get you. Well, that's one way to survive, you know. A lot of people are stuck with the problem of women not wanting to date in the current world, not wanting to reproduce and have a long marriage life. So this guy has found a solution, sperm donation. You have to be careful about it, though. If it becomes the main way of reproduction of your line of descent, my problem is we've learned in one case of a sperm clinic that it was the doctor ejaculating into every pot all along. Literally, the doctor was taking the sperm of all men of the town. He was saying, oh, thank you for your sperm. He was throwing it in the trash and he was cooming inside the pot instead. And this guy just beat you. Like, because this guy says he has 47 kids. Bro, The doctor that did this had 10,000 kids, more than 10,000, because he had intercepted your sperm donation, see? And the problem is, if your line of descent only knows how to reproduce through sperm donation, there will be a time at which you get cock blocked by a megalomaniac doctor. So just be careful. Use it as a side hustle rather than your main way to live. Bill Gates, I'm grieving the same way Melinda is. That's a weird phrasing. I'm sure that feminists will take issue with this. Because what do you know about how Melinda is handling the divorce? How do you know that she's grieving? Maybe you don't. And so why do you speak for her? Bizarre way of phrasing it. I'm grieving the same way Melinda is. Okay, that seems like it belongs to her to say. As the pandemic began, she tweeted, oh, this is about the disinformation czar of the American government. You know, the lady who's singing. She has spread misinformation herself, according to Getter News. As the pandemic began, she tweeted that she hoped sites would stop promoting ads for masks, which at the time health officials said were unnecessary. She also tweeted in 2016 that she thought a Donald Trump presidency would embolden ISIS, even though it fell under his administration, and she expressed her support for Chris Steele, whose infamous Russian dossier was later discredited. Yankovics has also found herself under fire for old videos of her singing about people not taking the pandemic seriously. In one video, she sings about misinformation. In another video, she praises Senator Elizabeth Warren. Republicans are now calling on Biden to get rid of the misinformation board. I don't know what this board will accomplish with the First Amendment. Can you imagine if it starts targeting specific people for their speech? I mean, it could very well be seen as a violation of the First Amendment. What if you're the citizen who gets targeted by this board? What if they start passing a pamphlet that says what JF says about COVID is false? Would that be a violation of the First Amendment? I mean, we may get to know. But it seems like they're starting a new era of McCarthyism, except that instead of going after the communist, the government will go after the right wing in general and people who think for themselves. That's one of the best excuses I've ever seen to justify going on a porn website. This politician, an MP, a British Conservative MP, was caught going on a porn website twice in the House of Commons. And he says, I was searching for tractors. The situation was that, funnily enough, it was tractors that I was looking at. I did get into another website that had a very similar name, and I watched it for a bit, which I shouldn't have done. My crime, my biggest crime, is that on another occasion, I went in a second time. That was deliberate. That was sitting, waiting to vote on the side of the chamber, on the side door as you enter back into the lobbies. What is... I couldn't find it, but what is the website that's a porn website that sounds very much like a tractor website? Like, I looked into the company names for John... You know, John Deere tractors. Is there like John Deere porn or, I don't know, Jennifer Deere? I don't know. But this guy was looking for tractors and accidentally he entered a porn website at first. And then the second time it was like, oh I'm going to go check out that tractor porn that I've watched last time. It was fun. So now he's resigning. I can't believe he's resigning. How How is it a subject of resignation? This guy can check out porn if he wants on his laptop. It's not like if he had harassed people with it. If you go around with porn on your laptop and you're like, check out this porn, that's one thing. I guess the argument is... Callum Ox says, I think it was Brazers at BrazersTractor.com. Are you kidding me? There's actually a tractor porn website. Oh my god. I don't know if I'm interested in this though. I think this is where my duty as a journalist ends. I don't know if I want to see tractor porn. Mama JF says they want to normalize watching porn. Well, they've not normalized it. They have... he has resigned, so he's going to be out of his political task here. Raised Fist says, JF, about the Cardia mobile device you bought, is it a one-time test or is it done regularly? You can do it anytime. I have it right here. You can check out your EEG, your ECG, EKG, EKG, your electrocardiogram, whenever you want. Whenever you want. It is powered, I believe, by battery. Yes. So you replace the battery and you can follow your electrocardiogram anytime. You open the cell phone app, and I've personally not used it much, to be honest. I just wanted to be sure. Check the heart rhythm. But I could use it as much as I want. It's not a one-time thing. It's an EKG forever. We're taking back our street, Sacramento Man Barricades Street, to stop out-of-control crime. The game is over. We're taking back our streets. Business owner Rich Eaton told Fox 40 he barricaded part of Railroad Drive to prevent the commercial area from additional car burglaries, rampant building theft, prostitution and homeless encampment. That sounds like gentrification. What this guy needs is basically move out of town. You're gonna get exactly the kind of streets you would want. The reason you need to do this on your street is that you're in a high population area. Get away from human beings and you'll have low crime. Justet says, Mama JF, I typed the same thing as you above at the same time. Great minds think alike. All right. Guy from V says, my EKG says 5784 millischlongs. What is the unit of millischlongs? Is it the quality of your heart functioning? I don't know. And that would be our news, our last news item for tonight. Half of France's nuclear reactors are shut down amid an energy crisis. Half of France's nuclear power plants are offline because of maintenance or defects, which comes at a precarious time for energy and power markets across Europe. That is one of the dramatic things with nuclear power. It seems to be an extremely efficient way to produce electricity on principle. But then you have so much human rules that come to neutralize the power plant that you end up having a very high human and technical cost. And because no one wants to operate a nuclear power plant if not everything is perfect, as soon as there's a little defect, they're like, oh, we have to stop the... The manual tells us we have to stop the plant because that's too dangerous. So they end up actually with 50% of the power output not working at all. They're all plants that are shut down. You can look across the years. 2007, you start having... Let me check. Well, no, not 2007, just December 7th of last year. You start having a peak, and then it goes down, but it goes down much below what it used to be before that peak. And so that's all power plants shutting down due to shortages. They're lacking staff or they're lacking a part. They can't get the part, and then they shut down the whole thing and it can't work. So I think this domain may be overregulated. Maybe there's just too much scare, too much paralysis of what can be done and the various circumstances in which a shutdown is considered to be justified. I don't know how to resolve this though. Do we do we lower our standards and threshold and that then we get something like Chernobyl? I don't know. Linux Foo says, well, there are the so-called slow burn reactors that actually burning lower quality fuel and are more like a fire bundle that burns till it goes out. I don't know what's the degree of efficiency. Perhaps that would be a solution. Guy from V says, isn't that how the Soviets powered some nuclear lighthouses? I don't know. And Colin Oxworth says, nuclear plus French engineering. Yeah, I mean, the French have been impressed because they've been developing nuclear power a lot. And they've been doing so without much accident. Well, I don't know of any accident that has happened, major accidents of radioactivity. I think it should be a model for all of the world. We should totally use nuclear energy. All right, that is it for tonight, Buzz. If you'd like to support the show, join Patreon or Subscribestar. We will be scheduling this month's hangout. Actually, we can do it right now. When should we have our private hangout for the Patreon show? I say we do. It's been a while since we haven't done a Tuesday. So let's do Tuesday the 10th, Patreon and Subscribestar hangout at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you'd like to support the show and be part of the private hangout, that's in 9 days from now on the 10th. Join Patreon or Subscribestar at the $20 level. Enjoy your night, have a good night, and I will see you all tomorrow. Thank you.